MTV, guys, is back. Yes, and it's actually better than freaking ever. Curious? Stick around.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time.
Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Rock and Rant number 29. Number 29. 29 Rock and Rants. I've been ranting for 29 days straight. I feel like it. It's crazy. We're going to talk about the new MTV here in 2 seconds. First of all, quickie, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. So you want to go back there and check out all the cool stuff. Tons of cool podcasts. Some merch there, things like that. Below here somewhere is a link to my Patreon. So check that out. And if you'd like to hang out with me live while I'm doing this, this is a very special thing, and I will give you the way to do that at the end. But we do this thing live. Sometimes we hang out before and after. Get some feedback from you guys, a party a little bit. It's a good time. So I will tell you a little bit about that later, but LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is a website. Tons of cool podcasts there. Please go and check it out at your earliest convenience. The new MTV. Yes. You've probably heard me and some of my other cohorts here on YouTube say, guys like Rob Chapman, announced to you that rock is not dead, rock, metal, doom, whatever you like, anything rock is not really dead. It has just moved. It's got a new address, if you will. And that address is YouTube.com. That is the new MTV. Sorry, hopefully that wasn't too big of a letdown, but check it out. You know, MTV quit playing music videos, I believe, in the late 1990s. Everything moved to VH1, which is a kind of like, didn't really have like a lot of personality or anything. So the music video thing seemed kind of in limbo for a really long time. But as YouTube really started to gain momentum, rock video really made a giant comeback. In fact, there is probably more, really good rock video out there, like lyric videos. Did you ever see a lyric video on MTV? No. Okay. But you do on YouTube. Not only rock videos, but great rock concerts. I mean, so many of these classic rock, I remember on MTV, you'd have to wait. I think it was Friday night at 11 or maybe Saturday night at midnight or something. They would do a concert and you'd have to kind of wait. Well, now you can watch any rock concert that you can imagine is on YouTube. It's insane. Do you like rock documentaries? Like things like Behind the Music, the true E! Hollywood stories? Those things are all over. I've been watching tons of them. I put them on in my office during the day and just kind of let them play. Not just those things. There's a lot of like very cool international documentaries, and there's some cool YouTuber documentaries about rock. Rageaholic does a lot of great rock documentaries and brings out some very, very cool stuff. It's a smorgasbord is really what it is. You can go very broad. So, you know, like me, I have pretty eclectic tastes, but you can go very niche. You can just watch hours of doom metal or hours of speed metal or hours of thrash. This is unbelievable. If I could have, as a teenager, been able to put on MTV and not have to sit through like some video I hated by Madonna or whoever, although I was a closet Madonna fan, but you know, some boring 80s pop thing that I didn't want to listen to or watch, and just get to the good stuff, I would have been in heaven. And we have that now. And thanks to things like the Amazon Fire Stick and Roku and these different things, you can hook this up to your big screen TV and your surround sound. You have amazing concert sound. You can sit on your couch and chill out with whatever substance or beverage helps you to relax the most and have your own MTV station right there. Now, if you're like, oh, but I don't want to go searching for all those videos. That's too much like work. Okay, calm down. There are tons of YouTube playlists based on anything you could imagine, based not only on musical styles, but based on the kind of mood you're in. You could just put a playlist on and it will go for you. In fact, speaking of playlists, I'm linking my playlist that I have. I think I have something like 46 videos on there right now. My YouTube playlist with like a lot of great like hard rock stuff, blues-based kind of hard rock stuff. That's just, you know, one playlist I can do. You can make multiple playlists. And there are tons of people out there with playlists, like I said, for anything you could freaking imagine. Just taking a look at my notes here, see if there's anything else I need to add. Oh, yes. And this video has inspired me to create something for you guys, because one of the things I think that's missing in today's music scene are the leaders. The guys that come out and that kind of filter through everything and say, here's what's really cool. You might want to check this out. So that is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a weekly show. It's going to replace one of my rock and rants that is going to be Rock on the Tube. And I'm going to go through and give you what's going on the tube that week in rock that you might want to check out. It may not be the most current thing that just popped up on YouTube. Sometimes it might be, but it will be stuff that I've run across on YouTube that's very cool, and I want to share with you guys to get you guys excited and to keep it going and to show you that there is great music and just to kind of help you filter through things. Because granted, when it comes to things like the internet, YouTube, social media type stuff, there's a lot of crap as well as a lot of really awesome stuff. So I'm going to help you kind of filter through that. All right, guys, thanks for checking it out. If you would like to party with me live, like, let's see, is anybody hanging out with me tonight? Bill Domiano. Bill Domiano, sorry. And Marilyn Kent. Mania Kennedy are both hanging out with me tonight, so appreciate that. If you'd like to be like Mania and Bill and hang out with me live, you can go to Lou Lombardi Music, excuse me, LouLombardiRocks.com, LouLombardiRocks.com, and that will give you access to my private group with exclusive music, exclusive video. There's all kind of cool stuff that you can't get anywhere else. There is also access at a deeper level that you're going to find out about once you get in there. So it's like a kind of Chinese puzzle box, if you will, like a treasure trove of all kinds of cool stuff that you can get access to by going to LouLombardiRocks.com. So check it out. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Let me know, what are your favorite YouTube music channels? I want to talk about it. I want to keep the conversation going. All right, guys, thanks so much for hanging out. I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.